Okay, Ty is out again. Cody Latimer is out. Probable. James Casey, DT, Ryan Harris, Omar, DeMarcus. Let's see here, I'm sorry. What's that say? Lou, Peyton, Owen, and questionable are Evan and Benny Fowler. Okay, so that's where we're at today.
Is Evan somebody you're going to have to look at tomorrow?
Well, he's been struggling. He's been battling his hamstring just a little bit, and he practiced yesterday on a limited basis. And today he was a little sore, so we just held him, you know. So I know we're counting on him being ready to go. He feels like he'll be ready to go. It was our call.
What was it on Fowler?
Came out here today, got a sore hamstring, so we just sent him back in because we were counting on him to be ready to go also. So, but he did start practice.
Do you expect with Sambrello out, go with the same five that you had last week?
Yeah, and I think we're going to play a lot of people. I think you're going to see Max play some. You're going to see Plumas play some. I think you're going to see us play deep up front with some of the things we got going on. But Ty's made a lot of progress. We felt really good about today, his work today, and we're hoping that we're back to full go on Wednesday, so we'll see.
During training camp, you talked about how Mitch Tanny was going to be in the coach's booth with you guys. Mm-hmm. How is that going? What are you getting out of
it? It's really good. You know, it's a comfort zone as a coach. Instead of, you know, when you're calling plays or what involved in the game and then yet you're involved in the time and all, you know, all of a sudden you got somebody up there who's totally involved in that. So, you know, I just listen to him. Hey, Mitch, you know, talk to me here, you know. What do you think? You know, so he's in my ear the whole time. It's a very comforting thing. I go in, what I do every Friday afternoon, I leave you guys, I go spend about an hour with him upstairs and we just review what's going on around the league and how would we have handled things. So I think it's a new addition that's very much warranted, so glad to have him.
A couple years ago you did the, I think you alternated series with Ryan Harris and Derek Newton at right tackle.
Yeah.
Do you like that? I mean, is that something that's...
I think we need to rotate some guys, Mike. I think we do. Just, you know, we got some veteran players like Ryan who... You know, a little beat up right now this early in the season, and I think it'll make us a better team if our young players continue to contribute and they're not playing 75 snaps a week. So I think it's up to us to find a way to do that.
So for Evan, do you think that's something that's going to linger throughout the
No, year? I don't. I really don't. I just think it bothered him a little bit. You know, he played through it last week, didn't miss a snap. Our goal was to give him Wednesday off and go back to work Thursday. We did that. But he was sore today, so we're just responding to, you know, how he came out of yesterday's practice.
You said Tyler would play and Max. Did you say Max?
I think you're going to see Max, too. We'd like to get Max some reps. You know, if it's spelling one of the guards for a series or two, we'll see. But that's the plan. We'd like to play deep, you know, with our young guys.
Mace was asking about your analytics guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On game day, where is he?
He's upstairs. He's on the headset.
He's on the headset as well. So on those fourth downs, are you dealing with cut?
Well, I can tell you what analytics guys say on fourth down. They say go for it every time. So that's what they say. So we don't always agree. But, you know, he's just always talking to you about percentages. He's awesome with time and timeouts and when to use them. And he's always thinking ahead, you know. As a coach, your mind's on the play, and his mind's on everything else that's going on. So it's been very impressive. And the thing I like about him, he played. You know, he's an ex-player, so he's got a real perspective of some of that, too, I think. So
I guess this is my baseball side come out. Is he saying, like, hey, this is 48% success rate, or is he giving you success rate? What is he, like, reading to you?
Yeah, he does that. Yeah, he does that. And just gives me a lot of information. I still got to say okay or no, you know, or yes or no, but he just gives me a lot of information to work with.
And
you know, the thing that he does is we prepare before, like today, we're gonna probably go through 30 situations that happened last week in football, and he's gonna say, "Coop, here's what I would have told you to do." Now, I don't always say, "Okay, I'm gonna do it," but he's preparing me for those things.
So when it happens in the game, he's already giving you that information.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gary, how impressive is it that there's three guys still from that '89 class? Matt Hasselbeck, of course.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, watch Matt. You know, barely. You know, like talking about him being able to make it through the game, and then the two that are playing in this game this weekend. So. And I always tell players, if you see guys that play a long time, they're obviously great players, but they're made of the right things too. So all three of those guys, special people.
You make your move tomorrow, probably?
Yeah, either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks.